I'd like to dice this up a little bit in terms of the path forward. I promised Commissioner Fritz the other day that we'll take a poll at 12:30 to see what people are feeling like in terms of either moving forward or setting items aside. So think on that for the next 10 minutes. I'd like to do Commissioner Udaly's item, which is item number, where did I see it here? 687 next. I'd like to follow that with item 671 because I see AC Davis is sitting over there and I need to get him on the road. I would like to take up the 4/5 item, which is a multi-project after that, and then hopefully we can get through those quickly, and then let's see where we are with the council if we want to continue or hold these other items over. So please, Carla, if you could do 687 next, I'd appreciate it.
687,
yes,
amend
please.
Fee schedule for the Office of Neighborhood Involvement Noise Program.
Commissioner Daly.
Thank you, Mayor. The noise program located in the Office of Neighborhood Involvement is responsible for managing the city's noise regulations. Today's council action, which has been approved unanimously by the Noise Review Board, is to increase noise fees by 5%. These fees are not intended to provide full cost recovery, but are critical to our ability to enforce Title 18 noise regulations. I'd like to introduce our noise officer, Paul Van Orden, to walk us through this item.
Thank you, members of the council. Paul Van Orden, the city's noise control officer. Today before us is a standard increase in our fees by 5%. This is pretty traditional for the noise office. We have explored higher fees in the recent past, but right now we're just sticking with a basic 5% increase in our fees. There is one notable item that folks should take a look at, which is our administrative review fees had previously been, in some cases, higher than our actual citation fees for people to review cases, and so we have lowered those down to a more reasonable rate of $25 from previously $250. So that is the only notable change that we have before us. This set of changes was reviewed at the last Noise Review Board meeting, and the Noise Review Board members did not have any challenges or concerns with what's before us at this time. And we expect that in the next several years, the Noise Office will be exploring additional changes that may be higher than this, but at this time, we are really just bringing forward a standard 5% fee increase from our fees last year and last fiscal year. And it's a pretty straightforward proposal on the table. I'm not sure if council members have any specific questions.
Commissioner Saltzman.
I mean, I don't have a question about the fees, but since you're here, we have had quite a discussion a few months ago from many of our residents about pile driving.
Yes.
And I was under the impression you had prepared some rules.
Yes.
That were acceptable to both the construction industry and certainly the residents. And
yes,
these rules haven't come to us. So where are they and why not?
Yes. So on the question of pile driving, the Noise Review Board is comfortable with changing the standards in our code that require or that have previously not required a specific decibel level for pile driving. And the board wants to move forward with removing an exemption from pile driving to require that pile driving comes before the city's noise review board. Mm-hmm. And management and ONI and the city's noise staff have looked at the situation. There are so few pile driving projects that what we want to do is bring back to council in the fall a proposal that clearly has the industry on board, because at this point the industry is trying to abate the sound and fix the challenge, and what they want to do is work hand in hand with the city's noise office and the Office of Neighborhood Involvement so that we're all on the same page about where we're going with the project. So we will be coming back to council, we anticipate, in the fall. We only anticipate at best one project that could potentially start between now and the fall in the Pearl. So the number of pile driving projects that actually happen in the city are quite small. And we have worked collaboratively with that industry even without the regulations having changed. So the management in ONI and the city's noise office do not feel that in our busy season or with all the other things on the plate to serve all of the citizens in the city of Portland that making the changes at this point is the most prudent thing to do when we're already headed in that direction. So we'd be looking to actually make the formal changes in the fall. And worst case scenario, if the one project comes into fruition, we feel confident that we would be able to work with the developers and do the same thing that we did for the Hoyt Street Properties project that impacted one of the kindergarten classes and schools right. down in the Pearl. So we're comfortable that we're not going to have any significant issues between now and when we present the project to council.
And so when you do present in the fall, it will basically make sure the pile driving projects do fall under the purview of the Noise Review Board.
Yes, and what we anticipate is, much like we've done with leaf blowers and other pieces of equipment, there'd be a phase-in period where we would propose coming back to council once a year for the first year or two, just to make sure that everything we're doing is working. So we would remove it from the exemption, report each year to council on how it's going, and then possibly even formalize specific methodologies for abatement at that point.
Very good. Is there any public testimony on the amendment to the fee schedule specifically?
Yes, we have one person, Mary
Seip. Very good. Come on up.
Should I sit down or is it?
You can just stay there, just Mary. She might have a follow up question. One of us might. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Oops. It is afternoon, isn't it? I oppose this request. Simply increasing the fees by 5% every year does not adequately address the inequities in the structure of the fee schedule. Last year, I testified about the April 2016 proposed permit fee schedule revision that was projected to generate as much as $90,000 in increased revenue for the noise program and assess fees more equitably. I also told you how, after outreach to stakeholders and special public meeting, the proposed fee schedules seemed to be moving forward, but then in August, the Noise Control Office advised City Council that they would simply propose a nominal increase of 15% to the existing schedule. That was in August of 2016. No explanation was ever given as to why the changes to the structure of the fee schedule were not included. On an August 23, 2016 email from Kathy Couch advised stakeholders, quote, "This fall, the Noise Office will be conducting a tracking study to present to City Council in the spring of 2017, identifying actual time staff costs that are associated with the variance process. The Noise Program is interested in exploring new and creative ways to increase funding the Noise Control Office." My question is, was that study ever conducted? Was anything done with it? I'm not aware of any results of the study being presented to City Council. Are you? City Council should deny this request and direct the Noise Control Office to report to you the results of that study and what new and creative ways they plan to increase funding for the Noise Control Office. The current structure of the fee schedule greatly favors construction, which is currently the most disruptive and widespread noise in our city. And as you'll see, I did some PowerPoint slides, and as you'll see, I'll share those with you, Paul. For the motor vehicle racing, the annual Labor Day vintage car races, they pay a total for a three-year variance of $5,465. This comes to approximately $600 per day for their total of 9 days racing. Now, a construction noise variance permit for, say, 30 or early morning concrete pours, which is not unusual. The way the fee structure is structured, they actually have a maximum of $1,080 for a 12-month period. So they can do 30 pours in a 12-month period, and it comes out to $36 a day. Now, if pile driving required a noise variance permit, a 55-day project like the Block 20 would have cost approximately $19 per day. But then, as we all know, it doesn't require a noise variance permit, but hopefully it soon will. So with the current fee schedule structure, the more days that a construction project makes noise, the less they pay per day. This doesn't make sense. It seems to me that if we're going to give variance permits, we should be charging a fee for each day that they make noise. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. And Commissioner Saltzman, did you have a question?
No.
Very good. So any further questions, colleagues, before I move this to second?
I just would like to say in response I would support some changes and more cost recovery at the commissioner in charge's direction.
I'm certainly interested in cost recovery. However, I think there's some obvious reasons why we wouldn't charge as much to a construction project as we would to a racetrack at a time when we're trying to incentivize building as much housing as possible. It's just kind of an apples and oranges situation, but
the racetrack has their own noise meters. They do most of their own enforcement. They
that's
also pay into a
that's
fund.
That's not a correct statement.
It's not a debate. You give your testimony, I'm responding. Thank you.
Thank you.
And obviously, I know from my experience, it's a lot more complicated than it might seem. Yeah. So that's why I say I'll take your lead.
Thank you.
Very good. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you.